I think you're live, bud.
You're live.
Come on in, everybody. We're coming to you live, right here from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports on Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Tom. We all know the shoe-eating monster. Ladies, man. Right there. And the Master Bubba, good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just getting a lot of stuff done. Have been cranking away on the body as well all morning long in the body shop getting stuff done. Man, it feels like everybody's just out there wrecking their cars.
Yeah, it does, Bubba. But you know what's funny? When they wreck their cars, they bring it to you because you're the best in the business and then complain because it takes a long time because you want to do it slow and easy.
Tell me about it.
How about this Mustang right here, Bubba? This is one of our A-listers. In fact, Bubba, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose down in Abacoa. The girls, Rob and Layla, killing it, tearing it up out there, doing it big time. 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Huge sales going on. Black Friday sales. Everything, bud, going on out there. And the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. December 3rd, correct? December
3rd, 8 to noon. That's like a week from now.
Yeah, December 3rd, 8 to noon. We'll be back out there again, Bub. Let's talk about this Mustang right here. This is one of your A-list customers. He is a very high-end client here. He is a client that has established himself here from the beginning with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports over 4 years. And so it's a preferential thing. When something comes in and it's an emergency, he picks up the phone, he calls and says, I need help, and in it comes.
Yeah, man. So this is actually a 2007 Ford Mustang. Nothing crazy, nothing special. It is his wife's daily driver. However, they just went out and bought a brand new Mustang.
Yes.
So this one is getting traded into the dealer. So guess what? We got to get this thing fixed because it was supposed to be traded in a week ago, right?
Yes.
So we're in here. We are working on this thing. The front fender was creased in all the way across. This is the driver's side front,
really
front, front fender.
Too,
so it was probably about a 4-inch crease. Pushed all the way in. There was no easy way of doing like a paintless dent removal to try to pull this kind of dent. It was that large where we needed to get behind it, do the body work to it. Inside, the actual inner fender liners are all pulled out, so we could access the backside of this thing, so we can actually use metalworking tools, hammer, dolly, and actually work this thing, massage this all back out to where it should be. And that's how it is now. Now it's time to do that final skim coat right on top of there, which would be less than a 16th of an inch, and then we'll finalize that body line in there, get it wiped down, get it prepped for paint.
One of the things, Bub, that you do not allow is every car that you touch must pass the magnet test. A magnet must be attracted to the vehicle so that you use only a very thin, a 16th inch or less, coat of bond, body filler, or bond, most commonly recognized as Bondo. So in this particular application, you removed all of the inner fender skirts. You didn't just put Bondo over it and paint it. Mm-hmm. And this is what people don't understand that takes so long when Bub does paint bodywork or mechanical or upholstery. Bub literally takes the entire inner fender weld out, and then hand hammers and dollies this back in. This fender, theoretically, ladies and gentlemen, should have been replaced. And even though it's an A-list client, we have to slow it down a little bit and get it done right. You can't just bring it in and push it back out the door. Because if it is taken in, like, for example, Bub, what happens when it gets reported to an insurance company?
Oh, it immediately devalues the car. So in a situation like this, the client's just paying out of pocket. This was a very small issue, so it is something that, like, if you had to go and have, you know, a paintless dent removal guy come out and pull a small dent out of your fender, there's no reason to report that to your insurance company, right? It's just a very small dent, you suction cup it, you pull it out, you wet sand and buff it, and you're done, you're good
to go.
This
was different, though. It creased all the way down in here so badly that, Bub, inside of the inner fender area, this was wrinkled as well that nobody saw.
Yeah, man, so it was just a lot of work to get this thing really just more torn apart than anything. It's all about paint and body is your prep time. Painting is easy. Wet sanding and buffing is easy. That's not where you get your finish from. Where you get your finish from is what you do on the base work of it. So in terms of this, you strip everything down so we can literally touch the backside of this fender where all of the damage is anywhere across the line, and you can literally hand work and hit every piece millimeter of that bad section so it's done properly. Then you can actually do literally a less than 16th of an inch skim coat on top, which is really more for finding high and low spots in the damage, the repair that you've done. You find a high and low spot, and that's really what you're left over with. So even after I do a skim coat over this, after I block it and sand it in, you're only going to have very small pieces. Maybe it's going to look like a couple little, you know, raisins, quarters, dimes sitting around in here of that remaining filler that I do that final skim coat. It's not just going to be a complete glaze and then you paint all over top of it. You literally work that back down after you lay it on and you feather it in so that it's one smooth piece, one piece, ready to go, put the primer on it. Then you block the primer as well. Then you get it wiped down, prep it for paint, and shoot it.
Good morning to Brother Mike out there. Mike, this is your Mustang. How do you like the transformation of it? I told you we were coming up with some clever tricks. Good morning to Shannon, our office manager out there. Adrian Lewis, good morning to you. How are you, my good friend? And Mitchell Adler. Where's Mitchell Adler from, Mr. Producer? I'd like to know where he's from and anything about it. Monday, I want to be remind everybody, on Monday, we start a new segment called Stump the Master. And all of our fans from around the world that our producer lets us know are out there. He actually whiteboards it, and that's how we know you're there with us. You get a chance to send your technical question in via our Facebook page and see if you can stump the master, who is one of the top three in the industry today. If you can stump him, you get a special gift from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Bub, let's talk a little bit about this. Again, we're doing all metal fabrication in here, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you'll skim coat this, mm-hmm. and then you'll put a 2K high build primer on top of it,
yeah.
so that the paint never pulls off. I mean, who cares, Bub? Who would know? It's going to a dealership. It's being traded in. Why not just paint it?
Either way, you still got to do it right, man. If you want this repair to last, it's got to be done right, or else you end up putting a Band-Aid on it, and then you just wind up pushing it down the road to someone else. Either it's going to make this client look bad for the dealer, and they'll probably never take a trade-in from him again, trusting his word of, you know, how his cars and the conditions of them are, or you set the dealer up for failure with a future client from them. Maybe somebody else goes in and buys this car a month from now. Then before you know it, they've got the front end all popping apart because either the Bondo was too thick, nothing was prepped properly, doesn't have the right etching primer and sealing primer on there, it doesn't have the right prep surfaces, and then you just have a crap job. Or you see that typical problem that you see with a lot of body work is you see clouding when you look down the side of the car. You can literally see where people have applied Bondo without putting a primer over top, and you can see like the shadowy line around. It looks like clouds in the paint. That's typically from a clump of Bondo and then not being properly prepped.
And Bub, one of the other things you noticed, this car did have, from a local pinstriper who's mm-hmm. kind of a legend himself, this car did have hand-painted stripes on it.
Yeah.
This fender, or something had happened to this fender before, as you saw. Underneath of this fender right here are, if I can get to them, are labels that show this car is not a factory fender, as a matter of fact. This
right.
is not a FOMOCO, or Ford Motor Company, factory replacement fender. And on top of that, Bub, you were able to, because your eyes are very, very sharp, you were able to delineate a tape line that somebody used in the pinstripe itself to back tape and make a repair previously to this fender.
Yeah, you can see it's, you know, just from, especially at the right angle with the lighting hitting it properly, you can actually see a tape line at the pinstripe line, and it is nothing more than a repair that's been done from this pinstripe, the white, up to the top lip of this fender. You can actually feel how this dry edge right here, if you rub your yep. hand on it, that's where you typically have somebody that back tapes a fender when you go to blend your clear in. And again, that's something that has to be done really professionally. This one was cleared to right here. I
yep.
can actually see,
I can actually see
foggy line.
I don't know if you can see, if you come from this side, Bub, you can see between here and here, very poor body work and paint in
yep.
this area. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Actually, you can see where it was, the buffer had burned this in its previous, in its wet sanding and buffing stage. That's why we use the lighting we do, Bub, so it gives you a very panoramic and crisp view of what's going on with what you're doing.
Yeah, man, it's you know, that's what it is for body work. It's all about the lighting. It's all about your prep. It's all about taking the time to get down to your base and then building up from there, and then you can have a guaranteed 100% job when you're done. As long as you just follow those simple steps all the way through start to finish. This is not really something that amateurs want to try to tackle themselves. Everything down to the mixing process of the actual icing. You can see it's literally called icing because it is just a very thin coat we're going to put on here. All the way down to the mixing of the icing is a measurement. It's specific. If you mess this up, you're going to get something that's too hard, and then it's going to literally expand itself internally and crack. So that's what you have here, or you have something that's too soft and it never dries and then the paint never adheres to it, and then you get that same cloudy effect when you look down the side of the car.
It's quite a process, but we see here, this is one of what we call a DuraBlock. Mm-hmm. You can see this one is well used. It's very flexible. It works with contours. DuraBlock are very good. And we have a piece of sandpaper on it. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that's actually a DuraBlock. I brought this over. It's ready for me to do that initial cutting on what I'm going to do for a skim coat. So that's what I'm actually going to do, is to block it in. The face edge of the fender is completely flat, so I can use a completely flat surface like the Duroblock. That is an 80 grit that I'm running on there. That's going to cut right through this skim coat and take me right down to where I need to be. So once I apply that first coat, I'm going to let it sit for 15, 20 minutes. Then I'll go ahead and block it, run this thing all the way down the side until I've got my high and low spots taken care of. Keep feeling it, looking at it, visually checking it, checking with straight edges, and then I'll go into hand rolling the round edge in the face of the fender as well. You can use a flat side of that block as well to ensure a perfect contour.
And one of the things, Bud, we see this Duroblock, if we look at it here, we can see there's an indentation here. That is designed so that it helps fit the contour of your hand, and it's much more comfortable, as you can see. So it gives you a gripping surface. Now, Bud, wait. You said that you wanted to put a skim coat on this and block it and contour it and primer it and guide coat. Why can't you just do this and be done like everybody else?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to just do it quick. It's another thing to do it right. So this job in its entirety is probably about stripping the fender well down, taking the liners out, getting the wheel off, getting it racked on a lift. It takes time alone, right? So getting all this stuff done, getting prepped to the backside of here, hitting the damage out. Before we've even put any skim coat to it, we're probably about 2 hours invested into it, just getting this thing to where we can start laying down that first skim coat. You put on your skim coat, that only takes 30 seconds to lay it on once you mix it. Then you literally just sit and wait. So you're waiting about 20 minutes between there. So to figure 2.5 hours just before you can even put a piece of sandpaper to this thing. 3 hours, you're into sanding. Probably going to get into the 4 hour mark by the time you do a second skim coat. After your first one's done, you've gotten all your high and low spots. You know what you're working with. So now you're 4 hours into it. Then you've got to go ahead and start masking for paint. You've got to scuff all the way out to where you're going to do your clear blend with 1,000 wet sand or 1,500. You've got to come out to where you're going to blend that clear, where you're going to blend your paint level somewhere so that you don't have any discoloration between this fender and this door, the fender and the hood. So you have to pick that right spot and know where to blend. Typically on a body line is really good because you cast natural shadowing and lighting right there. So it makes it a lot harder to see any sort of blend repair. So 4 or 5, maybe 6 hours. So you've got a full day invested before this thing goes in and actually gets its paint. Right, before it gets its paint on it, before you start blending your clear, then you have the following, you know, an 8 to 10 hour section where...
That's my phone, ladies and gentlemen, hold on, it's not supposed to be on.
You have an 8 to 10 hour section. After you spray that last coat of clear, that third coat of clear, then you can go ahead and start wet sanding and buffing to make this thing look really good, right? So you start weighing out in your paint and body aspect of it. Do you do a wet sand, or do a full repair on this fender, right, at 8 hours probably, you're going to be fully invested by the time you do this thing, right? So just for this kind of damage, it's going to be about 8 hours to do that. Or do you buy a new fender, take this setup off?
You're going to that's what I said. This fender should have been replaced.
Take the bumper off, lift the hood up so you can get to this side, get to everything back here. Again, the inner fender liners come out so you can reach those inner bolts on the inside of the fender. The side rockers are going to have to come off so you can get to the bottom bolts down there. But going through something like that is only really a 2 hour process by the time you pull the bumper cover, get the fender off, and then you were to replace a new one. But you still have to factor in, you have your prep time on the new fender, you have the pinstriping, which were hand laid, so you have a chance that those are not going to match when you're done. So there's a lot of ways to look at this thing and weigh it out. All in all, on this kind of setup with all these little things we're working with, you've got the pinstripe here, you have moldings down at the bottom, you have the emblem here, that all of this stuff was custom laid and custom painted. So you weigh this one out. This one's kind of a tricky one right there in that price of which way you want to send the client to go. Do we fix this one or do we just buy a new fender and then risk the gamble of everything else possibly not matching?
And this is the difference, Bub, between taking it to a collision repair facility and bringing it to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's slow. It's methodical. I don't care about the time it takes. Yell at me all you want for that. It doesn't matter. But it's done right when it leaves the facility. Brother McCloskey says, that's too new for me. I'm sorry about that, Brother McCloskey. Your car is ready for pickup today. Here it is, right here. Let's see. Adrian Lewis says, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you from Bubba and I and the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family around the world, Bubba.
I swear, my girl calls me every day on the spot when we go live.
The amazingly beautiful Layla Von Athey, the supermodel Layla Von Athey, owner and co-owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida. Big Black Friday sale going on down there, Bub. Man, is it going to be a mess over there.
Yep.
Going to be a mess. The retail side of the store is completely jam-packed with clothing and boutique materials for the Black Friday sale. The girls are starting their extended hours this week, 561-660-6695. Guys, get stuff for your girls. Girls, get stuff for yourself with your guys' credit card, of course.
That's right.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, Bub. Any plans?
Don't know yet, man. Haven't even worked through them yet.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough, man. It's we've had a lot of things going on here. We're gonna try to get it out of here a little bit early today, bub, and get things started. Heck, I haven't even begun to grocery shop for the Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
So looks like Shannon is saying something here. Our office manager says, "Poor D." How can it be poor Diesel? He's kind of thumbing his butt to the world, isn't he? Notice he's showing you his backside.
Yeah.
He's telling you kind of what he's feeling right now. He looks what there, Shannon? He looks sick. What do you mean he looks sick?
I think she must be sick or something.
Yeah, there's nothing sick about that dog.
No chance. Well, I'm going to get back on this thing. I've got to get my mixing going. I've got all my spreaders ready, so I'm going to get this thing done so I can get this stuff on before lunch, eat lunch, and after lunch, I can go ahead and start blocking this thing.
So, Bub, we'll wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving to all you guys out there. Thank you for watching, and stay tuned for everything we've got coming. I would say stay tuned to see the final picture of this, but it's just 2007 Mustang. So, I mean, if you guys want an Instagram picture, we'll give you one, but it's fairly basic.
Okay, so Shannon, our office manager, says, poor Diesel, he looks sick from smelling the sneaker. My sneakers don't stink. So there, Shannon, unlike some other things around this facility, Bub. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
We won't be here tomorrow, will we, Bub?
No.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this episode. It's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. By Miss Outlaw Boutique. The amazingly beautiful Robin and Layla are loose. The moose is loose in Abacoa, Bub. They are doing their big Black Friday sale down there. Amazing things going on. As you can see, the master is working in the background. That's Michael McCloskey, Mr. Producer. I know him very well. That's Brother McCloskey. He's up there hanging out, dying in the snow. We can see Bub is working in the background here. He's meticulous about his measurement times and the wait times. He doesn't rush anything. If it says 20 minutes, he times it out. It's supposed to be perfect. It's supposed to be right. 100%. That's what this client gets. Doesn't matter if it's a quick job or not. There's no second cheat doing a job. Why do you have time to do the job the second time but not right the first time?
You got to do it right the first time,
gotta
dude.
Got to do it right the first time. The moose is loose down in Abacoa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Extended hours starting Black Friday. The boutique is full. Please support the girls. Everybody who goes in there or buys online is very, very happy. And if you call them and tell them that you're doing it Bubba style, I think there's a 10% off sale as... Would you read what Brother Mike wrote? Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Mike from up in Maryland, we turned his 69 Mustang into this right here, and he's saying, I would like to talk to the complaint department. Hey, Brother Mike, take a number, buddy. I love you, bro. Thank you so much. And he says, happy Thanksgiving, not only to us, but to everybody around the world. Brother Mike, from my heart, from Bub's heart, we love you today. And a Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, December 3rd this month, 8 to noon. If you haven't been, you've got to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Bub and I would like to personally thank you for the last 12 months of just amazing ratings, especially on our, not only here, making us number one on the internationally syndicated Daily Motorsports podcast, but also with Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, all of those on our Saturday show. We're very, very proud. We couldn't do it without you. And your support and your love is what fuels us to take that next step and do better and do something different in the industry. And I really can't thank everybody from around the world for all of that love and support. It makes all the negativity that much more worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving through tonight and into tomorrow and through the next year. When things look down, when they look bad, just look at all of the wonderful things you have to be thankful for. The food in your refrigerator. If times are tough financially, the fact that you made it through the day. If you're hungry, the fact that you could open that refrigerator door and take a meal. If your children are in peril or in trouble, the fact that you can make a difference in your child's life. I have two daughters, Bub's sisters in Virginia.
Train wrecks,
still taking care of them. They're 34 and 30 years old. 34 and...
Way too old.
Way too old. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to be able to take care of them as much as it's a big pain in the behind. So be thankful for everything, even your enemies in your life, because your enemies are out there talking about you, and it's keeping the focus right back on top of you. So be thankful for all the great things that God's given us in our life. If somebody's got their hands full, let's open the door for them today. If somebody's got holes in their shoes, let's buy them a pair of shoes, man. And if somebody, you know, they're hungry, especially now as the holidays come around, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Chevron, you don't have to give them your money. Just give them your love, all right? Feed them. And let's make sure we take care of these animals. They're a blessing to us. Diesel's even here on my arm. He is my life. He's everything. I share custody of him with Bub. We had to go to court over it, but they gave us 50-50 joint custody. True story, ladies and gentlemen.
Not true.
Bub says it's not true. I'm lying.
This is true.
Bub said that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, seriously, let's have an amazingly wonderful Thanksgiving Day today. Keep all of our military personnel in and out of uniform in your prayers. I ran into a B-25 pilot the other day.
From Dr. Doolittle.
From the Doolittle's Raiders, actually. He trained and was supposed to fly that mission with the Doolittle Raiders. What an honor that was. Just an amazing honor. And when I stopped and thanked him in public for his service to our country, everybody stopped and clacked and applauded. So let's be thankful for our military veterans. Let's be thankful for our first responders, the police and the fire department. Those guys will be working this weekend while we're sitting around the table enjoying the smell and the love within our family and in our hearts. So let's give thanks for everything we've got, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot to be proud and thankful for, no matter how bad things seem to get. Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Hold on, we got one more. Be safe. Is that from Mike McCloskey, Mr. Producer? From our producer, Robin, he says to ask everybody to please be safe. No drinking and driving, ladies and gentlemen. Until Friday, God knows we love all of you out there. Thank you so much. Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style, and give a lot of thanks. Hey, Bub.
Hey, Bub, you ready to eat, man? Come on, you ready to eat? Let's go eat, buddy. Come on, you want to eat? Let's go eat.